Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Church at Home, restoring original Christianity for today. People are so confused concerning Christianity. They are confused concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it has caused many people to leave churches, to quit going to churches. They go to church and they have boring sermons. They go to church and they just hear the same thing over and over again, like a wet, limp dish rag. Very few really preach and teach the Word of God. Very few really believe the Word of God. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in God? Well, 92% of the people say, oh, I believe in God. All right, let me ask you another question. Do you believe God? Now, there's a distinct difference to that. And do you believe God the way that he is revealed in the Holy Bible, Old and New Testaments? Do you believe in the true Jesus Christ? Let's ask a question. What are the teachings of the New Testament concerning Moses, the Father, and Christ? Because you have to understand those in order to have the true teachings of the Bible restored. Because a lot of people use parts of the Bible. Oh, they love the Bible, but they misinterpret it, and they leave this out, and they leave that out, and they add other things. And pretty soon you have an established way of Christianity that has nothing to do with Christ. So let's see what Jesus said concerning Moses. And also, let me remind you to download the article, How Did Jesus Fulfill the Law and the Prophets? Because that's important to understand. And if you don't understand that, then you'll be confused with the Old Testament, you'll be confused with the New Testament, you won't understand the real teachings of Jesus, and you will end up with an anemic, milquetoast, false Christianity, which can never lead to salvation. See, the ultimate purpose of the Bible is to give you the information from God so that you can understand the truth about the salvation that God is giving us. So let's come to John, the 5th chapter, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and let's see what Jesus himself said. Let's begin John 5, and let's begin in verse 36. Now we will see how important this really is, because you see, every word of God is truth, Old Testament and New Testament. Let's see what Jesus says here of himself, of the Father, and of Moses. Verse 36, speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, he says, but I have a greater witness than John's, for the works that the Father gave me to complete, the very works that I am doing, themselves bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Now that's very important to understand and realize. He was not just conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and that's when he first existed. No, that's not true. Because John, the 1st chapter, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, where's God? In heaven? Of course. And the Word was God. Not some created being. He was God. And in him was light. And the light was the life of men. And not anything that was made or created came into existence without him. So Jesus was God before he came in the flesh. That's why he talks about the Father. Now, Verse 37 is very important to understand. And the Father himself who sent me has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice nor seen his form at any time. Now, what does this tell us? When you read the Old Testament concerning Moses, because Moses saw God, Moses even saw some of the glory of God. And Moses talked to him face to face as a man. So the one that Moses was talking to was the one who became Jesus Christ. So the truth of the matter is this. The one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament did the creating, gave the Ten Commandments, worked with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the children of Israel. That is the one who became Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh, the Redeemer and Savior of the world. Now let's read on and see what else Jesus said, continuing here. Verse 38. Now understand, he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day. And I want you to think about this verse 38, because it's true today with religious leaders. You do not have his word dwelling in you, for you do not believe him who sent me. That's important to understand. So you can believe in God. But if you believe God, which is entirely different, you will do what he says. You will believe the words that come from God, the words that come from Jesus, faithfully preserved in the Word of God, so you can have it. See, the lies that come out and say, oh, men wrote this. Yeah, they did. That's absolutely true. But inspired of God and called God-breathed. So when anyone says, oh, well, you know, we don't need this. This is ancient. This is old. Well, that's why we're here with Church at Home and restoring original Christianity for today. Because they're lying to you. And probably many of you have never taken the time to take your Bible to get out and prove it. Because, you see, we're told in the New Testament, prove all things. And hold fast to that which is good. That's what we do here at Church at Home. It's not about me. It's not about numbers. It's not about fame. It's not about fortune. It's about you and God and finding God in the privacy of your own home. Because many of you have probably quit going to church because of all of the politics and shenanigans that have been going on at church. That's why you need to come to the Word of God. That's why you need to study the Word of God. And that's what we do here at Church at Home, to show you what the Word of God says. Now let's continue on. Verse 39. Here's what Jesus told the religious leaders. He said, you search the scriptures, which was the Old Testament at that time. For in them you think that you have eternal life, and they are the ones that testify of me. And every religion professes some form of eternal life. But the Bible shows the only way to eternal life. And that's through Jesus Christ. It's not through a religion. It's not through a church. It's through God the Father and Jesus Christ. It's not going to come any other way. Protestants have a lawless, absolutely incredible, lawless grace. Not going to get eternal life that way. The Catholics proclaim the only way to salvation is in the hierarchical structure of the Roman Catholic Church. Not so. God is greater than that. Others say it's through Allah and Muhammad. Others say it's Buddha. Others say Hinduism. Well, Let's see what Jesus said, who was God manifested in the flesh. There are a lot of people who don't like this, because it crimps or cramps their style. It excludes every other religion and gods. And as one commentator said, when he urged Tiger Woods to get Christianity instead of Buddhism,
it has always been a puzzling thing to me. The Bible even speaks of it, that you know, you speak the name Jesus Christ, and I don't mean to make a pun here, but all hell breaks loose, and it has always been thus. It is explosive.
True, because they hate Jesus Christ, and furthermore, they don't even know him. And the one that's portrayed by the Christianity of this world is not the true Jesus. Because as we will see, you need Moses, you need Jesus, and you need the Father. And then, by extension from that, all the New Testament. Now, John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, do you understand that? It's not going to be through Buddha. It's not going to be through Allah. It's not going to be through any other god anywhere in the world, regardless of what the claims are, because as we will see as we continue on in studying the, and restoring the true teachings of the Bible, all of those are fake. And as we will see when we do a study on Satan the devil, that Satan the devil is the god of this world, and he has deceived the whole world. And that's another mission of Church at Home, to help you peel away the lies and to open your mind to the scriptures and to understand what is here. So no one's coming to God except through Jesus Christ and the way that he said, because he is the way. You can't reject the Gospels and say, oh, that was for the Jews. No, the words of Jesus Christ, as we will see, lead to eternal life. Now back to John 5. These are the scriptures that testify of me. See? You search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, but these are the ones that testify of me. Now notice verse 40. But you, the religious leaders, are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. No, they wanted Jesus to join them politically and religiously. And you see, the truth about Judaism is, as we have seen already, that they had so many traditions that no one could understand the true commandments of God. And through their traditions, they rejected the commandments of God. And if you reject the commandments of God, you reject Jesus Christ, because he's the one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament who gave them. Verse 41, I do not receive glory from men, but I have known you that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? Do you have the love of God in yourself? Do you love God with all your heart and mind and soul and being? As we saw in another segment, the one who says, I know the Lord, and doesn't keep his commandments is a liar. Strong words, aren't they? Yes, but the words of the Bible are strong. John also wrote, for this is the love of God. When we love God and keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. In fact, the commandments of God relieve us from the burden of sin. And too many people are burdened down with sin. And they don't know what to do, and they try going to this church and going to that church and following this movement, looking at that, but they never take the time to take the Bible off the shelf and open it up and say, God, please help me to understand. Please help me to find you. So they're disillusioned. Many become agnostic. Some become atheists. And I can hardly blame the atheists for rejecting what they see as Christianity in the world and all of the foolish nonsense of the other religions. But they themselves have not gone the step further to say, okay, if these have been proven to be counterfeits and false, what is the truth? Now let's come back here to John 5, verse 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me, but if another comes in his own name, you will receive him. Isn't that true? People follow men. Look at things like Jimmy Jones. People went out and 400 committed suicide down in the jungles of Guyana to follow a man because he said he was from God, and they did not prove it from the Bible. Well, there are others that have done that. There are whole churches that do that today. Follow us, join this church, and when the tribulation comes, the rapture will be here, and you're going to miss all the trouble. Not true. It isn't going to happen. Now notice verse 44 becomes very important. How are you able to believe, you who receive glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? What is the purpose of going to church? What is the purpose of sermons and teachings? If they don't glorify God and glorify Jesus Christ, it is empty and it is vain and it's worthless, and you're not going to find eternal life in there. Because you see, the truth is, if they don't keep the commandments of God, there is no light in them. Now, they may have a lot of nice sayings. They may sound interesting and convincing, but you've got to prove the truth. Now, let's come to verse 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, even Moses, in whom you have hope. Now, let's look at this statement and analyze this a little more carefully here. All right. There is one who accuses you, even Moses. Now notice, in the original and also in the translation, it is present tense. It doesn't say, Moses accused you. It says, Moses accuses you. What does that tell you? That the laws and commandments that God gave to Moses are eternal. And they affect all people everywhere all the time, but people won't believe it. How many people really believe the fourth commandment, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? And that's the seventh day of the week called Saturday today. Oh, well, one day in seven. That's not what the Bible teaches. Oh, well, it was changed to Sunday. That's not what the Bible teaches. And if you haven't downloaded Rome's Challenge to the Protestants, you don't even have a clue concerning Sunday worship. Never came from God. God never sanctified it. The apostles never changed it. And we'll have a segment a little later. Can a man command God? Now, you just think on that statement a little bit. Do you do that in your life? By making God serve with your sins? Now let's read on a little further here. Verse 46. Try this for a test for yourself. As I read it, apply it to you, not to the religious leaders, but to you. Verse 46, but if you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me. And if you do not believe his writings, how shall you believe my words? Amazing, isn't it? You can't understand the truth about Jesus Christ unless you understand the words of Moses. So what about all those churches that say, well, the law has been done away? They don't believe God. They don't believe Jesus Christ. Now, what did Moses write about him? Here's one of the most important ones that we find in the Bible back in Deuteronomy 18. Now, there were many others, but we'll just go to this one to prove a point, and then we will see what Jesus said about that. See, the truth is this. You have to have the whole Bible, not parts that you like, not parts that you agree with, and then you throw the rest away. Have to have the whole Bible. Old Testament or New Testament, there's a unity of Scripture. That's why you need the article, so you download it. How did Jesus fulfill the law and the prophets? Now, Deuteronomy 18. Let's pick it up here in verse 15. This is a prophecy that Peter said in Acts, the third chapter, was about Jesus Christ. Now, I know some men who say, well, that's talking about me. Aha. That goes against what Jesus said because he's seeking his own glory. Is that not true? All right, let's come to Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like me. To him you shall hearken. And what was Moses? Moses was lawgiver. Moses was mediator, wasn't he? Moses had direct connection with God, yes. And it says, to him you shall hearken. That means listen, believe, and act upon. Then he says, verse 18, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, one like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. That's a prophecy of Jesus. Do you believe everything that Jesus says? Do you even know the words of Jesus? Do you understand his teachings? All right, let's continue. Now here's a warning. Verse 19, and it shall come to pass, whatever man will not hearken to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Isn't that something? Yes, indeed. So you have to have Moses. You can't get along without Moses. You must understand that. Now, let's continue on. Let's see what Jesus said when he spoke to them concerning these very things. Let's come to John, the 12th chapter. And we will see how he fulfilled these words. And again, in talking to the scribes and Pharisees, the religious leaders, no, a lot of them didn't want to believe in Jesus. No, they didn't want to do that. All right? Let's pick it up here in John 12, verse 42. But even so, many among the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. Yes, politics, hypocrites. Is that what you find in churches today? Yes, indeed. Then Jesus called out and said, the one who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me, the Father. And the one who sees me sees him who sent me. Download our article, 90 Facts About God. For I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness. Now notice the next warning that Jesus gave, which is a fulfilling of Deuteronomy 18, of the warning that was given back there. Verse 47, But if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. What's going to judge him? Because everyone is under judgment all the time. Verse 48. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has one who judges him. The word which I have spoken, that shall judge him in the last day. Everyone's going to be judged by the words of Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Now notice, verse 49. For I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who sent me gave me commandment himself what I should say and what I should speak. That fulfills Deuteronomy 18. What did it say back there in Deuteronomy 18? Remember, Jesus said, had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. And he said, if you don't believe Moses, there's no way you're going to understand, because that prophet was Jesus Christ, and he came and he spoke the words of God the Father. Now let's finish with verse 50. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, whatever I speak exactly as the Father has told me. Which means what? That if you reject Jesus Christ, you're rejecting the Father. If you reject his words and teachings as found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're rejecting the Father. And who is the Father? The Father is the great sovereign of the universe. That's who you are rejecting. So these are the teachings of Jesus Christ. So I recommend that you get out your Bible and you really begin studying it. And you're going to find a lot of things in there that if you go to church on Sunday, you've never heard in a Sunday-keeping church. No? Because they don't believe him. Do you believe God? Not in God, but God. Do you believe his words? Well, if you want to know more and understand about it, also download the article, 14 Rules for Bible Study, because that will help you understand. That's why Church at Home, that in the quiet solitude of your home, you can control the environment, you can turn off the television, you can turn off the radio, you can listen to these programs, but after that, you get out your Bible and you study it yourself. Download the articles that we have, which you want to read and need to read, which will tell you the understanding that you need to have from the New Testament, and that you begin to believe in God the Father and believe in Jesus Christ and believe what they say. So this is Fred Calder saying thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, in which we have very detailed studies and messages, hundreds of them going into many different subjects. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.